I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Americana icon Jim Lauderdale followed his love of music from the Carolinas to Nashville, New York, and Los Angeles. Despite great songs, his genre-defying style made it hard to get a record deal. Now considered a songwriting legend, Lauderdale has penned tunes for George Strait, Patti Loveless, and Solomon Burke, collaborated with Willie Nelson, Ralph Stanley, and the Grateful Dead's lyricist Robert Hunter. Lauderdale was inspired when he first saw the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show.
I spent most of my youth in North Carolina, and then I lived in Due West for 13 to 16, and then went up to Chapel Hill and finished high school as I was learning to play the banjo. Was really into bluegrass music, and music just kind of led me on. You know, at that time in the 60s and 70s, radio was so great. So there was so much diversity, and when I was in Due West, I worked at the college radio station when I was 13. But I really got bitten by the bluegrass bug. And then as I started playing rhythm guitar, I started writing.
Well, who did you say was honey? First you right on the top. Made you go away one day and would not make you stop. Well, it's mighty lonesome and mighty sorry. It's mighty lonesome without you here.
After college, I went to Nashville for a while, and things didn't really pan out there. However, I did record what would have been my first album with one of my bluegrass heroes named Roland White.
And suddenly, after all these years, we can get to hear that record.
I'm so glad it came out, because I couldn't get a deal for it at the time. I really thought that was going to be my big break, and it was really a tough go with music.
I've got the blues, those Nashville blues. I've got the blues, those Nashville blues. Ain't got no hat, ain't got no shoes. The people here, they treat me fine. The people here, they treat me fine. They give me beer, they give me wine.
After I left Nashville, I moved up to New York City. Then I ended up eventually in L.A., and things finally just kind of started falling into place. There was a great scene.
Yeah, who was out there with you?
Oh, Lucinda Williams, Chris Gaffney, Dave Alvin, Dwight Yoakam was there, and I started singing on his albums.
Maybe someday I'll be strong. Maybe it won't be long. I'll be the one who's tough. You'll be the one who's got it rough. It won't be long, and maybe I'll be real strong.
Time Flies, your recent recording. You've got a lot of great songs on this record. You've got a song that almost sounds like a 60s song in terms of concern about the future, if the world's still here tomorrow.
That title just came to me because I like to stay current and see what's going on out there, you know, in the world and in our news. And, sometimes I wonder about that. And so I thought I would write this love song of, hey, you know, if the world is still here tomorrow, you know, I'll still be loving you.
If the world's still here tomorrow, we'll do all that we can. We'll be start our lives again.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org. www.cbnradio.org.